Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Frolics. The Inner Sight Show, starring
Jimmy Dannigan. Oh, shut up.
Featuring
Laura Barra.
Get him out of here.
Yeah, the gorgeous one.
And also starring whoever walks in. Laura and Hardy.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, no. And the biting buzzard. Boy, Norton, are we going to have some fun on this fishing trip? Yeah, Ralph, I can't wait. It's the only time that I don't mind being near water, other than the sewer.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ralph, you mind if I put this package in your icebox? I don't want it to go bad. Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead, pal. Thank you. Like we decided down there at the lodge, everybody unanimous that the girls are not going with us. Now, you're our leader. Did you tell Alice? Well, I was going to tell her, but she was standing too close to the window. I was afraid she might try to push me out. She couldn't push you with a bulldozer. Oh, shut up. You are leader. You didn't tell her. You let us down. You're a disgrace to the human race. Will you stop that? I'm going to tell her as soon as she gets home. Well, what about you? Did you tell Trixie? Well, I was going to tell her, but she was standing too close to the pots and pans. Yeah, wise guy.
Oh, hi, Ralph. I'll be right with you. I got your dinner all ready. I just got to go in and change.
All right. Is that going in to get my dinner? It's going to change. You better tell her, Ralph. Don't take any chances. Did you get the car? Oh, yeah. I got the car. Freddie's going to bring around the car in the morning.
How do you like it, Ralph? Isn't my outfit beautiful?
Where'd you get that outfit?
I got it down at Strauss's, $4.95 the whole thing.
Nice outfit, Alice. Nice boots, nice and light, good for summer wear in the sewer. I think, Ralph, that she has got an idea that she might be going fishing.
I'm going with you.
You are not going.
I am going.
You're not going.
I am going. You're not going. I am.
The only place you're going to is the moon. Bang, zoom. Listen, Alice, you can't go. We voted unanimously that the wives are not going. Isn't that right, Norton? No comment. Can't go. I'll be the laughing stock of the lodge if you go. Everybody else told their wife, and now I'm telling you, you're not going.
All right, Ralph.
There it is. See that? All you got to do is lay down the law, and that's it. Yeah. I just hope that the law doesn't lay you down. All right. Oh, well, wait a minute. almost forgot my package. Yeah. Without this, Ralph, wouldn't be no fishing trip.
That's
what do you mean? What is that? Worms! You put worms in my ice box? Are you crazy? Get out! Get out! Worms in my ice box. Yeah, then they go in the car, see, and the girls sneak in the back. What's the matter, Ralph? Maybe it's a dead battery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not a dead battery. Don't worry, I'll get it started. Try it now. I don't know what it is. Must be, it's a slow start.
Why don't you try the exhaust?
Oh, thanks, Alice.
Dad!
I need a bobby pin. I'm afraid to look, is Mrs. Norton back there?
Right behind you.
Yeah, so they snuck, and then they went upstairs.
Oh,
they felt so bad.
Oh, sorry.
And then they called them back down, and they all went fishing. All right, Inner Sight, the Frolics on Inner Sight. Oh, we got a great show for you. Lauren Hardy are going to tell you how you know people took the vaccine. Ooh, where'd you hear this? And we got, Gabriel with the Blattermobile goes to visit Dr. G and Dr. Feelgood. That's coming up. Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, I think a lot of blind kids might have done this, but I know I did. I used to obsess about my shoes. To this day, I still do. You know, when I put my shoes on, I'll put them on right, and then I'll take them off and put them on wrong to make sure they're on right. Yeah. And that goes all the way back when I was a kid. You know, you can't tell left from right. When you're blind, you got to touch it. And sometimes even when you touch it, you can't tell. So anyway, one day, school, Dinigan comes in, and he's got one shoe on backwards and the other shoe on the wrong foot. I mean, he's got, when I say backwards, I mean backwards. The toe is by the heel, and the heel is by the toe. See? And he ambles into school, wobbles in, and he's sitting at his desk. And all of a sudden, in the middle of whatever it was, history, or I don't know what it was, he goes, and he jumps up and he says, Ma, my foot is killing me. I got to go to the doctor. Get the knife. And she... And she yells, Jimmy, sit down. What are you doing? My foot. I had something wrong with my foot. And she looks down at his shoes and she says, take your shoes off. Put your shoes on the other. You've got your shoes on the wrong way. No, I like it like that. And I could even sing the Pale Ginger Ale song like that. No, you don't. Don't you dare. And then Janie starts in, you know,
Jimmy, you better fix your shoes because you're going to fall right on your face and they'll have to call your mother up to school. You'll split your head open. Don't say that, Janie.
And he's trying to, he's sitting at his desk, see, and he's whining. You know, kids used to whine. You ever whine when you were a kid? You know. Yeah. The kids whine a lot, see.
Yeah, they do.
And Jimmy, all of a sudden, he says, I got to do something to feel better. Pounding around, find some
glad,
if you don't lie, and tearing up your ass. And Miss Ma says, Jimmy, that's it. You're going to go down to the principal's office. So
he's
sitting at his desk, and she gets up, Miss Ma, comes over to the desk, she says, take that chew off. And he's now Jim, this kid Jimmy, he's trying to get his shoe off and it won't come off. And we're all cracking up, you know, and Janie starts yelling and McElroy is drumming on the desk.
Oh, no.
You know, no matter what happens, he
does the drum.
He thinks he's a horse without the wagon, you know. So Jimmy's pulling, and now everybody, you ever see how when you were a kid, we used to wear cowboy boots?
Yeah.
How you used to stand in front of the person, put the boot between your legs and try to pull it off, and you would jump?
Oh, yeah.
We used to do that when we were kids, to get the cowboy boot.
Yeah.
So now everybody's taking turns going up to Jimmy. Trying to pull his shoe off, and he's yelling.
Oh, my God.
All of a sudden, in comes Mr. Kramer.
No. You guys were all in trouble.
And he's standing there, petrified. He don't know what the hell to think. You know, what's going on? And woo!
He doesn't know what to do.
No, he's just standing there. And Miss Ma's trying to explain this to him, that Jimmy put his shoe on the backwards.
Oh, no.
And he can't get it off. Oh, man, I tell you, it was so funny. I never laughed so much in my life.
Right?
That's Dinnigan.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Crazy. They finally had to get the nurse, and she put a spoon in his shoe and had to pry it off.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
It was almost like one of those. Oh, she made it like one of those horns, you know, the shoe horns.
Yeah. But it was so hilarious because everybody was trying to get that shoe off.
Of course it was.
You know? All right, around the world, Inner Sight Frolics. We got the philosopher coming up, and Lauren Hardy on the to tell you how you know that people took the vaccine. Yeah, how do you know?
Yeah, how do you know?
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue. I had a funny thing on today on the subway. Nice guy, but he was so funny. I get on the car, and this nice guy, I think he was a Spanish guy, says, is that a wolf? That's a big wolf you got in there. You got a wolf.
No.
I said, yeah. I said, that's a very friendly wolf. Oh, I like this wolf. And so I start talking. And next thing I know, this guy collecting donations for me. This is for the wolf. I said, my dog.
It's not a wolf.
I said, my dog don't need money, but you could put it in here. Oh, don't worry. I'm going to give it. I give it for the wolf.
There you go.
It was funny, man. The guy was cool, you know. He's telling everybody about my wolf. All right. Inner Sight. Big East. 609-388-7004. Big East, Joanne Diamond, adopting Akita. Hey, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, around the world. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Somebody says to me, how do you memorize all these numbers? I have a domain brain. All right.
I used to be able to do that.
No.
I don't know what happened.
All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Corey, Avante, Ali, little Tommy, all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. Put it into practice.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. What else we got? Oh, you need dog food, cat food? Nobody starved on Long Island. That's what Gary calls his organization. 631-484-3085. Get some dog food, cat food. And sometimes he even has extra equipment, you know, leashes or what have you.
Yeah, he does.
All right.
Even
so
as containers, so you could bring your dog or a cat who's fearful of dogs.
Your phone is all gobbled up. I don't know what you said.
Oh, this is the better one. That's the problem.
Better one.
I said he has...
Sounds like the worst one.
He has the carriers, the pet carriers. He also has that if your dog or cat is afraid, you know, of... taking the trip to the vet.
Yeah, he's got a lot of difference. So he gets it all donated. All right, 484-3085-631. Nobody starves on Long Island. Want to thank the Long Island Coalition, friend of ours, Danny over there. Long Island Connection, they do a lot of good things. Look them up on the Facebook. All right, Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Our website, innersight.info, and 631-224-3090 is the Inner Sight number. And we can't thank John Corrado enough for the $2,000 donation, hoping to match it. You know, the other day when... yesterday, I guess, when the Long Island press interviewed me, first thing they asked me, you got a $2,000 donation. We heard about it.
Yeah.
And they asked me who it was from and all that, and I told them, and I'm hoping that they're going to print that.
That's right.
Maybe somebody will see it.
That's right.
Turn around and match it. So
we'll
see what happens. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and let's see, we got coming up. This is the Frolics. Oh, you want to call in? Just act stupid. Yeah, 213-816-1650. You know, you go around rubbing. You know how to annoy people.
What? Yeah.
Go around rubbing your feet on the carpet.
Oh, God.
All over. Every place where there's carpet, see? Rub your feet as much as you can.
And why to do that?
Just laugh, you know. Be
and
funny.
Laugh?
Yeah.
And why would you do that?
Because you want to annoy people.
Oh, is that it?
You want to be annoying. You want to be a nerd. You ever see that movie with the nerds?
Mm-hmm.
some movie they made a while back about nerds. It was funny. I think Steve Martin might have been in it. Anyway. All right. Inner Sight. James Bahamundi, civil rights lawyer. Cut that. I don't know how he ever gets into the courtroom, but judge wants to get rid of him. All right, in the side of 516-783-9662 if you need any civil rights advice. All right, let's see, what else we got? Yeah, some of our friends, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, Ice Slip Cleaners, Sunset Restaurant, a few of the friends who have helped us over the last 3 or 4 years. We appreciate it. All right, Inner Sight Frolics. And coming up, Lauren Hardy, we got the philosopher. Hey, you got any philosopher music? First, do the Able News. Hello? Are you there? Are you there? Sounds like she, I don't know where she went. All right.
I got cut off.
Ah.
All right,
oh, you're there.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, do the Able News.
All right. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different individuals. Able also has is online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign the petition. Service Dog 1 and the one on the nursing homes, change.org. That's where you go to sign the petition. You got the 4th of July coming up, Independence Day. If you're blind and you get too independent, you train your guide dog on your own, the agencies get mad at you and cut off your dog's medical.
Which is so stupid.
So, they don't want you to be independent. They just make believe that they do.
But the really stupid thing about that, Frank, in the ADA, it allows you to train your dog on your own.
What, say that again?
I said in the Americans with Disabilities Act, you're allowed to train your dog on your own. There's no limitation there.
Yeah. So
that's the crazy,
right.
The baddie.
So why don't
thing.
They protect us?
Exactly. I think
half
we should.
Fast.
Actually, it is. It is. It really is.
It's a half-assed job.
It sure is.
Sure you're allowed to train
Grand
your dog on your own.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
But they don't protect you. They don't get you the medical.
Crazy.
What good is that? What good is saying that if you don't back it up?
That's right.
Stupid. All right, give me some philosopher music there. We're going to philosophize there.
Oh, God.
Disabled friendly philosopher. On his site.
Disabled friendly. Where are you, Mr. Friendly Philosopher? There
around
you are. You're
the
at
world.
The door now. Here it comes.
To the wise, look out for the Delta. Talking to a fellow the other day, I said, what do you think of the Delta? He said, I'll have mine with a cherry and whipped cream. Cherry and whipped cream. No, I don't mean that. I mean the stupid variants. Variants? I don't need a variance. I got my wife. She's various enough. Yeah. Give me a little music in the background. Come on, hit it. Play it up. Come on.
Hit it again.
Exaggerate it.
Okay, hold on.
So, so look out. You know, you hear all these. Now, these doctors, see, they're all mixed up. One tells you one thing, then the other one comes on. I heard some Dr. Maria, somebody, from the Center for Disease Uncontrol. And she says, it's not so bad. Only 700 people died from the second dose. So,
oh,
yeah, 700 per 1,000?
Yeah.
You know, they think it's not that bad if hundreds of people die. These are doctors, by the way. They're supposed to save you, not kill you, aren't they?
Right.
Yeah, what's going on here? Hey, you go to a doctor. The other day I called up to find out some results on the blood test, and the first thing they say to you on the phone, don't forget, what's the number of your insurance card? I said, I don't know. I can't read it. And what's the matter with you? Why don't you straighten this out? You're a doctor.
Right.
I tell you, boy.
I can't read it either.
It's crazy. The whole thing is out of control. Now you're going to a place, you don't need the mask. Unless you're unvaccinated. And one fellow says, I'm communicated. What do you mean you're communicated? I thought you were excommunicated. No, I'm not excommunicated. I'm communicated. That means that I know how to commune with other people. Did you take the vaccine or didn't you? Well, let's see. Where's that? Oh, here you are. Here's the card. That's the wrong card. That's the only card I got. Well, where's the other card? I think I left it. Oh, my dog ate my card. that's what. So, I had to take my dog to the vet. He ate the card, that dummy. Gee, I hope he doesn't catch the virus. Get out of here.
Woo!
Dog ate the card. Can you
like
imagine?
My homework.
Can you imagine if they try to enforce this thing, what's going to happen?
Oh, this is going to be
funny.
Holy
smokes, man. You're going to have people are going to be all kinds of fights.
They're already.
It's going to happen.
What's the
One
difference?
Guy's going to take his card out, and three guys are going to jump him. Give me that card, you son of a bitch. I got to get in here.
I'm making myself a photocopy. I am not doing anything like that. My card's too, you know, precious that way. And I'm sending it over.
Oh, no, you
got to
show them
the
original. No. You can't get away with that. That's no good. Anybody could show me a paper like that.
No, you know what the hospital did? You know what the hospital did? They have it directly from the Department, you know, of Health on the closed system that they had. So I'm looking and I'm saying, well, then why do you need me to scan it in? I can't do that. I don't even know if the card's right-sided up. Or even, on the back page or whatever it is.
Suppose you put the card in the machine and the machine eats it up. What do you do then?
It's only paper, yeah.
Woo! I tell you, boy, what a mess, you know. Can you imagine?
It's a mess. It eats it up. I'd give them all the scrumpled up piece of paper. Say, this is my card.
Can you imagine out
you
in Texas
with
those redneck guys? You know, maybe some guys from the Rifle Association, and there's a guy at the door.
Yeah.
The little weasel at the door. They made him a guard. See, the little guy.
Yeah.
About 4'8".
Oh, geez.
Skinny.
That's going to be...
Skinny
really
guy, you know, and fell, and fell in. You got your card? What?
Like,
what you talking about, boy? Get out of my way! Have you been vaccinated?
Vaccinated, eh?
Do you have a card, fellas? That's my job. Yeah, well, go do your job in the bathroom and get out of here.
Can
you imagine these big guys in Texas? And they don't have the card with them. They all wear cowboy boots, you know.
Yeah.
And they're coming in and they're, I got to get my girlfriend some flowers. Get the hell out of my way.
Otherwise, I sleep in the doghouse. So you get out of my way.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm not sleeping in no doghouse with all that poo-poo in there.
That's right.
Woo! Can you imagine if they tried to enforce? What a bunch of idiots. They created something, and now they don't know. They don't know who's vaccinated and who isn't.
That's right.
What a bunch of morons these doctors are. They went to school. Big school, big money. Hey, you know.
Big
money. Can't even tell if they took the vaccination or not. All right, in a sec. Give me the
what?
Give me the Laurel Hardy music.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the phone.
This is gonna be interesting. I know what skit this one is.
Laurel Hardy.
Here we go. Okay, it's coming. And Christmas is too.
Well, did you or didn't you or will you or won't you? What are you talking about? Well, I'm trying to figure out if I got vaccinations or not. Vaccination? You didn't get vaccinated. Remember, we went down there and you took one look at a needle and you ran. Well, how could you see me run? You were so far ahead of me. Oh. And what are we going to do? We gotta go get some carrots for your eyes. That's right. I need carrots. We're going to the grocery. Well, I heard that there's a big fat policeman at the door, and you can't go there no more. What do you mean? What do you mean? Well, if you don't have the card that you got stuck. That's right. You get stuck with the vaccination, then you get stuck with the card. And if you don't have it, you're in big trouble. And he's a big fella, about 6'9". 6'9". You're exaggerating. No, I'm not. I'm exasperating. Well, come on. Gotta get my carrots. Well, see, there he is, Ollie. Look how big that fella is. He's bigger than the door. Sure is. He looks mean, doesn't he? Let me handle this.
Excuse me.
Hey, where do you think you're going? Let me see your identification. He hasn't gotten the identification. He needs carrots for his eyes or he'll go blind. And they won't give him a dog. Because he bites the dog. What are you talking about? Who is this moron? Well, he's moron than all, that's for sure. What are you two birds? Have you got the card that you've been inoculated or don't you? Well, I haven't been inoculated. I've been exasperated and immunized. Or what? Immunized. What are you talking about? but I've been in the union ever since I made the... Shut up. Don't listen to him. I'm unionized from the union. The union. Now listen, you mugs. If you don't show me that card, you're not going in that door, see? You won't get past me.
Oh, pardon me.
Hey, how come she could get in? That's my wife, you idiot. You want to make something of it? No, she's very, 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 she's very. All right, all right. Come on, where's the card? But his cat got his card and the dog ate mine. The cat and the dog had a big fight over which card they're going to eat. So would you like to go and talk to the cat? Get out of here. You can't go in there without the card. Well, why not? I'm immune. You're immune. How do I know that? Well, wait a minute. The fighting buzzard said I'm immune. That's good enough for me.
That's it.
Well, I tell you what. Why don't you take off that mask, and I'll sneeze in your face, and if you don't get sick by next week, you'll know that I'm immune. Get out of here! Get him out! Get him out of here! Woo!
Exactly.
Sneeze in your face. Woo! Inner sight. I tell you, man, these people are crazy. With these cars. Can you imagine people lining up in the subway and they got to show the car that they...
Woo!
I know. They have to call out the Marine Corps to settle them down.
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyway, Inner Sight. We got Gabriel coming up later with the mobile. Bladder mobile. Yeah, all right. All right, we got any callers on the line? You can dispense with that music now.
I know. I figured that out. I just have to get to it. It was not doing me any favors here.
All right, 213-816-1650. Don't call here if you're not vaccinated.
Huh? What is this? It stopped on its own. All right. And no callers, one listener.
Oh, all right. No callers and a listener. All right. Yeah. So, isn't it funny? You know, you hear they talk about this vaccination all the time. They never talk about the immune system. You ever notice that?
I know that.
Important thing in your body is your immune system and all your glands and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important part of your body. If you have good blood, you could fight off anything. You realize that?
That's true. That's very true.
So that's what they ought to be concentrating on, you know. Get some of these scientists who don't believe in all this stuff and listen to them. You know.
Yeah.
Now they're talking about the seltzer virus. Well, I'll have mine with a twist of lemon.
The seltzer virus?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Whatever. Delta,
I heard
Delta,
of the variant number 7 or something like that.
Yeah. So, you know, how are they going to, they're using the same vaccine for that they're using for the other. Is that it?
Yeah. They're taking it and they're testing it against that particular, you know, and they're testing it against the virus, and they're seeing if it works.
Oh, seeing if it works.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather rely on my immune system. What are they going to do if it doesn't work?
Yeah, you know, they'll make a booster with that particular virus in it.
They'll create another drug.
No, same drug, just add a booster to it. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah, right.
We have Louie in the queue.
How about all the people who have died? They're going to pay all their bills and everything, and then they're going to wind up with all those lawsuits. All right, we got Louie Rivera on the line.
Yes, we do.
Inner Sight, Louie the Lip, on the line.
Hey, Louie.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Friday Night Blog Talk Radio presents the Frolics, starring Frank Perino and Suzanne Taurasi Ferreiro.
Thank you.
Carreras. Bonus Carreras.
Yeah.
Sweet. And now here's the star of the show, Rosanna Dana.
Give us some applause. Where's the applause?
I don't know more applause. Remember, we have to put up things ahead of time. I put up those applause. I had to purchase them.
Listen to this.
Oh,
there we go. We got
Thank
some
you.
Applause.
Well, there was some applause. That's great. I like that. I should have
All right, Dana Hannah. How you doing there, Ron?
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell the story about the love drops and the swap went to the right bathroom at the same time, you know. And meanwhile, I got to get rid of this this pandemic and get rid of the COVID-19 and throw it in a river. And then I told Rosanna Dana, you could go
visit
the corona pandemic. Pandemic. Right to the man in the moon, right over there.
No,
that's
right?
It. Man in the moon. De Luna, De Luna.
Yeah, my name is Luna. I told one of the ladies, everybody getting a vaccinated, you can go visit Inner Sight, Frolix, or Rosanna Dan. I'm talking to the ladies. I'm giving out the love, that love dust flavor. Maybe make my stomach tingling all over my place. You know what I mean? I'm dancing all night, dancing the night away. Hey, meanwhile, I went into a dance club. I'm looking out those ladies boogie down on the dance floor.
Oh.
And then meanwhile, I heard blonde, brunette, red hair, and blonde and whatever it is. And kissy, 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 too.
All right. Yeah, so, Louie, tell us about the... Yeah, tell us about the Spanish up in the Bronx. You go up in the South. Where are you going? The South Bronx?
I born in New York. I don't born in the Bronx.
Yeah, you were born in New York.
Yeah.
But you go up there and you visit the Congas, right?
Yeah, I remember the Orchard Beach. That's still in the Bronx.
Yeah.
What's the name of that place where you go in the Bronx?
A friend of mine's house?
No, the restaurant.
I don't know.
Where they got
the
bananas.
Spanish restaurant. A Spanish restaurant in the Bronx had rice and beans and so on.
Yeah. And the Spanish bananas.
Steak and onions. Steak and onions.
You ever have the bananas with it? Spanish bananas?
Yeah, bananas, indeed, you know. And then I drink pina colada, too.
There's all kinds of bananas. There's Spanish bananas, English bananas, French bananas.
Yeah, there are. They taste good.
American bananas.
Yeah.
All kinds of bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I like is fried plantains, too. Just in the similar family, but,
And I said, Suzanne, I'm Roseanne, I like to say, bananas have to ripen in a certain rate, and then the love drops too, and it affects for you. Bananas have to ripen, so I bet for you. You could put them in the love drops. You could put them in a pile, and you want to beat them. It's like impossible to eat them. You can find a liquid, a little Latin, a little valley on the crater. You're not to put bananas in the lobster refrigerator.
All right, Spanish banana song. Hey, Louis, give us who are you going to imitate tonight?
My name is Ronan Dan, and I'm giving a love that to the Chiquita Banana Company, and then sell them a lot of bananas in one of the stores, you know, with Chiquita, right on the banana peel, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, but do that song, Besame, Besame Mucho.
No, you like that song.
Besame. I'm doing Frank Perino, listen to this. Besame, besame mucho. He sang a dreamy a kiss, he hear music divine. Besame, besame mucho. Love me forever, know you me heart divine.
Don't give me any heartburn.
Besame mucho. He's trying to bring me a kiss and a biscuit to mine.
Besame, besame mucho.
Oh, my goodness.
Love me forever. Go easy, my easy, bye.
All right.
I got it.
Hey, Frank, I sound like former vocalist Linda Lieberman. You were doing the best of me with Joe to get. I almost sound like her.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, I went to the wrong bathroom.
That was
you
that.
Did.
Long time ago. I went to the mall. I went in the wrong bathroom, and I gave that lady love drops in with a swab, you know?
Oh, boy.
Tickle, tickle, coochie, 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 coochie.
You went to the mall?
Long time ago. And I was in the hallway talking to my man, Pat Cooper, and talking to Rosanna Dan all about it. You know, giving a love drop to one of the ladies and the blonde brunettes and get it on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How'd you go in the wrong bathroom? You couldn't read the door or what?
No, I got my eyes. I got my blindfold mask on.
He put the mask over his eyes.
Well, what was that, Suzanne?
Why did you have a blindfold? Is that because of your eye surgery?
Not only that, I don't want the ladies to see me with my blindfold mask on my eyes. I want to take a peek.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. We have raised the deviant.
He went in the ladies' room to take a peek.
Yeah, get it on with the ladies here.
Uh-oh.
All right, Louis Rivera. Screwy Louis.
What?
Screwy Louis.
Yeah.
No. Louis the Lip, though. Love drops Louis, you may call me.
All right, Louis the Lip. All right, in sight. Thanks a lot, Lou. You're always
hey guys,
wacky.
And Suzanne and Frank, you're the best. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. You know that.
And P.S.
We'll
Suzanne,
see you next
I missed
week.
Your phone number, and sorry, your phone number's disconnected.
Oh no, it's having trouble, and it shouldn't be disconnected. It's weird. I'm having trouble. I have to fix it. I'll let you know. All right?
Next week, we got to have some firecracker jokes.
Yeah, that's
good. Firecracker jokes. Oh, no. Firecrackers, you're kidding me.
Think of some, okay? All right.
I'll sell out a Buffy for you guys. Make sure I give
Buffy
the numbers I
can
call
Buffy.
The Follics.
That'd be good.
All right. In a sight.
We're going to end the show.
And,
okay, Lou? All right.
Okay. Good night, guys. I love you.
We love you, too. Good night.
Well, you know, I went to see Doc the other day to get checked up, and I don't know. He's really has become weird in his upper echelon aging. All right. So I don't know what to make of him. But anyway, Gabriel went over there, and Doc had a visitor, Dr. Feelgood.
No.
Yeah. And they were, conversing with each other and all that, and consulting on someone, as Dr. G does all the time, you know. So Gabriel comes in with the mobile, Platter-mobile. And he had to park it outside because it was too big, couldn't fit it in the office. So he's out there churning this thing up, and Dr. Feelgood is trying to find out what this apparatus is for. Well, what does this apparatus do? What is its purpose of this? And Gabriel says, this is really cool, you know, where you go inside and it measures everything. even your bladder. It measures your bladder. It lets you know if you're going to have anti-apparatus deponitis. What is that? That's a condition of the bladder that causes anxiety of the brain. What are you talking about? Yeah.
I don't know.
And then Doc comes out and he says, what's going on here? What is this? Who's this nut here? What are you doing? What are you doing with this machine? What? Don't put anybody in there. No, I don't think it's a good idea. No, you better not. Yeah. I think you better get this thing out of here. You're gonna cause a lot of trouble. You're gonna get a lot of people in trouble with this now. Yeah, Dr. Feelgood. Well, I think I'll go in there and get checked out. Oh no, I wouldn't go in there, Doc. It's not registered with the FDA. Well, that's what I like about it. It's not registered with the FDA. That means it won't be too confusing, as everything else is registered with the FDA. Oh, and another feature of this, if you push the wrong button, it goes up in outer space, and we haven't been able to get them down. You know, we lost about 3-4 of them. What? What are you... They've been cited as flying saucers. The bladdermobiles. Bladders have been seen all over...
I would say.
Bladders have been seen all over the universe, dangling out of the mobile.
Yeah, that means it took the bladder.
I told you he's crazy. Get him out of here. Courtney, get him out of here. Get this guy out of here. He's a maniac. Bladders in outer space.
Woo! Yeah.
So, now you have Dr. Feelgood floating somewhere in space with 75 bladders around
around the thing. We didn't need that bladder, and we just took it out.
So if you find any urination coming down out of the sky, you know what it is.
I don't think you'd make it out of there.
Raining yellow.
Woo!
All right, in the sight, wacky stuff, man. Out of space bladders. I heard today that one of the airlines, get a load of this, one of the airlines are recruiting people on to send them out of space on a trip. You believe it? You get up there in the damn thing and you think it's a plane, and now it becomes a spaceship. It converts into a spaceship. And you wind up on Mars, and you'll never see your mother again.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that might be good. Maybe that's what people.
No, I happen to like my mother. I'd love to have her back. But it didn't.
All right,
in a
sight, and the floating outer space bladdermobile. The only one that can go up that high is the biting buzzard.
Oh yeah.
Woo! All right, we'll be with you Monday, mad or glad. This coming week is July 4th, so. We got to do a July 4th show, I don't know.
No.
We'll figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
But Monday's mad or glad. Hope you had a little wacky fun, and, you know, it's all in fun. You know, build up your immune system. Don't count on other people to keep you healthy. There's a principle.
No. That is one.
Count on yourself.
Yeah.
That's a good rule to follow, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Count on yourself to be healthy. Best way to do it. And pick and choose. You know, you go to a doctor, they analyze you, they tell you certain things that might be wrong with you, then, you know, you can go and investigate what kind of measures you want to take.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people make the mistake. They go to the doctor, they get all these tests and everything, and then the doctor says, you have to take this and that and the other thing. Then they start taking this stuff, and a lot of them wind up getting worse from the stuff itself.
Yeah.
So you got to be discreet. You got to figure it all out on your own. That's what I believe. Inner Sight reminds you. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you had a little whacked up fun, and if you see any... bladders floating around up there, you know why. Now, nobody knows where the bladdermobiles will land.
When?
They might land out in the South China Sea. Who knows?
All right. And they might
imagine
just,
Chinese bladders floating around.
They'd be like, what's that?
Chinese bladders.
Uh-oh.
Woo!
They might. Oh, God, the thought of this makes me...
Made in China.
They know they might think that the bladders are something to eat. Ooh.
Well, some people would eat anything.
That's true.
All right, we'll be with you Monday. Mad or glad, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, 631-224-3090. Go to our website, innersight.info.
Yeah.
And give us a view over there. All right? All right. Be safe out there. Be careful. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
beckoning.
Goodbye, world, in a sight. Good night, everybody. Look out for the Blattermobile. Ah!
Good night, everyone. Good night.